Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. In this episode, which is 127, we're going to be discussing the best-selling coaching services online and also the best platforms to enable you to sell your services. If you're a coach of some type, it's a great subject. We've got a lot of knowledge, me and Kirk, to share with you. We both think WordPress is a great solution, but we're also going to be covering some of the SaaS solutions as well out there. Should be a great discussion. So, Kirk, I think you had a sneeze there, Frank.
I did have a sneeze.
He was just getting over it. So, Kirk, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Yeah, well, besides being a part of the WP Tonic team, I run an agency called Mañana No Más. We focus largely on membership and learning websites, and I work with the great folks at Lifter LMS directly as well.
He's a man of many talents. I've only got one talent, my beloved listeners and viewers. But like I say, it should be a great show. It's a subject that causes a bit of confusion. This is what the point of this show is, to give you some independent advice and guidance. Both me and Kirk are really upfront about the advice that we give. It should be a great show. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, I got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Also want to point out we've got a great inexpensive resource. We've got a course actually done by Kurt himself that shows you how to build a membership / community website from beginning to end on WordPress using Lifter and the other best WordPress technology in 2025. It's normally slightly under $50, but if you go to this page, you'll be able to get it at half price. Plus a list of some special offers from the sponsors of the show, plus some recommendations on the best WordPress technology to let you build that great WordPress-powered membership website. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals, and you'll find all the goodies there. What more could you ask for, I say? So let's go straight into it. So before I go into my initial list, because what I plan for this show, Kirk, is that I've got a list of broad subjects that I think people need to understand, and then in the second half we go into some specific platforms that could meet the requirements of a coach in the middle of 2025. But I'm going to ask you, how shall we kick off? If you were consulting somebody and they're saying, I'm looking at building out my business online coaching, how would you kick off the consultation, Kurt?
The biggest consultation when it comes to the coaching space, Jonathan, is asking those open-ended questions and looking for those keywords in the customer's response, client's response, that signify, you know, an expectation or an assumption. So many times people see something, they go, oh, this is for me, I'm going to do this. For instance, Fluent Community. We both love Fluent Community, but there's no real membership selling portion of Fluent Community. So you have to add that. Like, that expectation is an assumption, but it doesn't come with the platform. It has to be baked in, it has to be built in when you build the site. And so I think that's one of the important things is, you know, what is your idea of a coaching site? A lot of people keep hearing this word passive, as in passive income, and I'm not a firm believer in passive income. So to me, a coaching site is, do you want to offer live coaching? Do you want to do masterminds? Do you want to do like what, like if you want to have a course site where you're selling static courses and calling it coaching, that's one definition of it. But I believe there's so much more to it. So you really have to jump in and do that needs and ask those open-ended questions and build, you know, what the tool list is really going to be before you start executing.
Yeah, I think they're great points. Thanks for that, Kurt. I think it's multi-layered, basically, isn't it? You know, you've got one-to-one coaching, yep, and you're promoting it online. Maybe you've got a following in a specific niche and you're already coaching people and you're looking to offer, you may be doing it face-to-face and you're looking to do it online because of the convenience, the broader audience you can attract. Great ideas, but one-to-one, but then you've got the educational side, you've got the community side. These are kind of bolt-ons in my opinion. Great ideas, but if we get time, we'll probably have a quick chat about those ideas. But in this show, I think we're talking about platforms that can enable you to start off on one-to-one coaching, but then have the capacity to also broaden out on the education, the marketing, and the group dynamic. So you've got the bandwidth, you've got the ability to broaden out. What do you reckon?
Oh, I agree with you, but more to the point is like understanding what the expectation or assumption is on the coach's behalf. For instance, you know, you mentioned the one-to-one coaching, maybe it's live sessions, and then you get into, oh, you wanted to book appointments. Like you wanted to book an appointment for a coaching session. You wanted to do something on site. You wanted to do something virtual. You wanted to do, and there's just a lot of assumptions in the space that all of these tools do all of these things and they don't. And so it's very important to understand, you know, for the bang for the buck and what your budget allows for, what are you going to grow as your minimal viable product to put yourself out there? And, you know, when you say starting with a new client, that's brass tacks. That's what we're getting to. What's the way to get you from point A to revenue? And revenue to me is the big driving force there.
And the other big thing that we'll be touching a little bit on more in the second half, folks, is there's a big difference between the technology required, not enormous difference, but you've got to be aware there are some differences between coaching and counseling.
Yes.
Because counseling, that's under normally, depending almost all Western countries, under a legal framework. And if you're doing it online, there's certain requirements you've got to meet. And especially in the US, there are some specific requirements. You don't have to use a specific platform. You can utilize WordPress, but you've got to be aware of certain requirements. So we will be touching that probably in the second half. But I think another factor, people, they want the right platform, but there's also the marketing, because you might have a niche, but the reason why you want to do it online is probably you want more clients. You want to broaden out. So you need an offer. I think this is something a lot of people, not only around coaching, but I think we regularly see it in the Lifter, in the broader community. There's a lot of concentration upon the technology, upon the stack, but not enough concentration on the offer.
Yeah. Copywriting, the content.
The offer, the niche. And I put here the profitabilities in the niche. Well, the money, or a more crude way of saying it, is the money's in the niche. I know that, you know, it's a lifestyle. You want to help people. There's a lot of legitimate people that want to do coaching. But if you can't make a sustainable living at it, you're going to have to walk away from it. So marketing's important. So Got any thoughts about the offer, as I put as point one, really?
I've made so many mistakes of my own and learned the hard way, Jonathan, that, you know, and I think it takes a certain transparency and humility to look at things and go, man, I was totally off the mark on that. And the thing is when you're a coach, you have to have that inner transparency with yourself. Many times we focus on, I got a degree from such and such. I got a certification from this program. I'm a such and such certified speaker, trainer, coach. Let me assist you. Let me bring my magic to your business. And in reality, no one's going to see that or take action on that. What needs to happen is you have to figure out the core thing that you fix for your niche. What's that pain point? You know, are customers calling the owner's phone? Are people, you know, starting fights at the service counter? Are people like, what's the thing? What's the pain point that affects your perfect customer from executing business? And then how do you fix that? And so you highlight the pain point and then whatever your Band-Aid is for that pain point. And that typically turns into your best content for lead magnets and for marketing. If you go at it from a look how great I am perspective, that's not going to work unless you're famous or you have a bunch of video testimonials to back up how great you are. But that's other people saying it, not you saying it. So there's a big value in how you formulate the offer and pitch the offer.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think to put some real meat and give a clear example, we have a few people that either building or have got some traction around weight loss. And I think it's fantastic, but it's an extremely competitive sector. Now, there is a lot of people in Western cultures. I don't know what the obesity rate is in America and other Western countries, but it's shockingly high. And so there's a great need because it leads to diabetes, which leads to very unpleasant consequences.
Yeah.
So there's a load of people that need help in this. But just making an offer, unless you've got already a well-known author, radio personality, just pitching your coaching, because you could be offering an education element and also one-to-one coaching, they combine really well. But if you're just pitching it at weight loss, it's very unlikely you're going to get any traction. You've got to find a sub niche in the broad category, haven't you?
Yeah. I always think about this. The weight loss one's the perfect one. Like in my mind, when I used to be much bigger than I am now. And the alarm bells went off for me one day when I was assigned a middle seat on an airplane. And I didn't comfortably sit in the middle seat on the airplane. And I was like, that's it. I got to do something about this. And so quite literally, if I were to release a weight loss program and pick a niche, it would be weight loss for business travelers, specifically people that fly. And I would use that, you know, tired of not fitting in your seat as being the pain point. And then building my curriculum off of what could I do physically on corporate travel that would facilitate weight loss, because that's typically what a lot of people struggle with in corporate America is trying to figure out, you know, how do you have a corporate credit card in your pocket, be obligated to take clients out for entertainment and not put on 5 pounds a week.
Yeah. And people overthink all this. It's not that difficult, folks. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, there's loads Reddit, Facebook groups, there's loads of groups. And you can research, are there any kind of sub niches that are coming up? Then you can just do some basic research and Google just to see trends or, you know, what kind of terms people are searching for around your niche. Are they searching? Because if they're not searching, it's very unlikely that you're going to get any traction. So you've got to, and there's plenty of resources. You don't have to spend any real money on specific SEO tools. You can just use some free tools to do some basic research on what are people searching? Is there a reasonable volume? then you can look at the competition. What is there a lot of competition? Actually, if there's no competition, I actually think that's a bad sign. You really got to think about this if there's no competition.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if there's tons and tons of competition, you probably haven't niched enough. You probably need to niche even more. So there's a sweet spot or where you've got some competition, but it's not over the top. And then you've really got to look at their wording around their offer and just trying to improve it a little bit. It is not jet science. You'd be amazed at the amount of people that don't do any of this, folks. And that's why they're on a loser before they even start, in my opinion. On to the next thing, which is linked, the landing page, because I could say they get sucked into the right technology and they don't concentrate on, after they've done what we've discussed a few moments ago, that research and that thinking really should then influence your landing page, your pitch page. What's your thoughts on this?
You know, I'm just going to be super, maybe overly transparent here with you, Jonathan. Landing pages to me, I mean, I helped clients with them in the past, but they weren't a priority for me per se. Like, I just thought maybe it's an overworked term. Maybe it's a, you know, an overused or over easy button thing. You know, I'm very suspect of easy buttons. But lately I've employed some landing page techniques and landing page things in my own business. And I have seen traffic increase. I have seen results or people add to the mail list, you know, depending on what the goal was. And so I've really come around. I've come around to the idea that I used to think if my website was good enough, I didn't need these other things. That's what I used to think. I used to think, oh, if I have a good enough core property, I don't need to be distracted with all these other things. I used to think that way about SEO. I used to think if my content is truthful and value, I don't need these things. But the truth is, in today's, you know, highly dense digital market, we do need purpose-driven, simple communication that highlights a pain point, a solution, and an option to purchase or join a list. And that's what these landing pages do.
Yeah. And you're going to be using social media and other ways, which I'm going to touch in a second.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a new domain and you're publishing some content, it's going to take an enormous while before. And I know AI has appeared and people saying that SEO's finished. I don't agree with that. I think it's going to dramatically change. It is changing. Yeah. But the AI gets its recommendations from the internet. So if you've got no content, you're not going to be recommended by the AI agents. So the idea you can stop your SEO strategy is, to me, a bit ridiculous. But there we go. Other people would have a different opinion, wouldn't they?
I had literally just made a piece for social media myself looking at the way AI does. Like, because a lot of people saying AI search is the new thing, right? How do you get searched in AI? And so I did a feature on that. And the number one thing that AI relies on is SEO results, search results. So this idea that search is dead, that the idea that SEO is dead is complete, utter nonsense. People come up with these things.
They don't care what they say now, yeah. Guys. It's probably always been that way, but I think the internet just makes it more seeable.
Yeah. I mean, I just love these cats with the, you know, stop podcasting. You don't need to podcast. You don't need to post on social every day. You don't need to put out newsletters. You don't need, you know, we'll show you how to grow your business. And it's like, if you take away all the options to grow the business, how do you grow the business?
Yeah. How are people going to know about you? So the other thing I see so often in the groups that we both are engaged in, they have absolute no marketing plan. They have no, and I'm not talking, I know if people have grown up in the corporate world in marketing, they can take this too far. I'm not saying you've got to build some elaborate, but just some idea that you've got to do something to get the wheel moving. I'm going to let you respond. What do you reckon?
You're going to make me the bad guy. I think you're giving corporate America way too much credit. I literally remember head of marketing.
You got some stories.
Yeah. Head of marketing coming up to my desk and saying, hey, we've had a meeting and we've got this idea. We're going to craft 3 or 4 viral videos and we're going to blow it. God. And I was like, do you even know what viral means? You don't decide what's viral. The rest of the world decides what's viral.
It's when your marketing director comes to you and says, oh, we're going to do a Facebook paid campaign that solves all our problems.
Oh,
how it is. You're just going to burn a lot of money.
I've been there. And so, I think you're giving corporate America too much credit. But to your point, we are in certain circles, and those circles are worried about.
They don't even discuss marketing at all, do they? Most of the circles we mix with, do they?
Well, if you bring it up or you force the issue, you start to ask some questions.
They don't want to discuss it really, though, do they?
No, but I think if you notice, especially if we're on a shared Zoom call, if you're speaking or I'm speaking, or there's a couple others that are keyed into this, you look at the faces on the calls and people are writing notes. I've noticed in a lot of these situations, I'll be having a conversation with somebody about marketing, about social, about list segmentation in a CRM. And I look and 4 or 5 faces on the call are, you know, buried down and writing notes. And so that shows that they're open to the ideas of marketing, but marketing's hard. And I think it's so hard that a person that is prone to ADHD type tendencies or to the imposter syndrome tendencies, which is a lot of the creator market, I think they procrastinate the issue until it becomes a red flag and the project runs out of money. Like I see it as being that big of a deal. Like if you're not into marketing and you find yourself postponing or procrastinating on a marketing plan, just having the plan written is half the battle. You got to hire somebody. You got to bring someone in that enjoys it, that's going to grab onto it and roll with it.
Yeah, I'm talking about, folks, is you've done for your landing page, for your niche, you've done some SEO, you've done some keyword research, you put it into Google. Like I say, there's a few free tools out there. I'm not going to go into it now. Might be in a future episode. If you want that, give us some feedback. Yeah. Go to the WP Tonic YouTube channel and leave some comments about what you'd like us to cover in future episodes. And if it's SEO, we'll do it, folks. But, you know, it's just doing some basic research about the keywords or phrases that people are searching for. You write them down and you make a few videos. You put them on YouTube. You optimize the title. There's some fabulous free AI tools that will cut the videos down so you can put them on TikTok. You can put them on Instagram.
Yeah.
You put them on Facebook. You tag them. You might put them on LinkedIn, the short videos. Kurt does a fair bit of that. I do. I put a load of stuff on LinkedIn and I try and spread it everywhere. But that's what you're going to do, folks. That's why you should find a niche. Because if there's a niche and you've done a little bit of research and people are searching, they're gonna respond to your videos, to your cut down TikToks and that. Then they're gonna go and you have a link to the landing page. They will get there, won't they, Kurt? It's not jet science, is it?
No, they'll get there eventually. And the niche has to be. And I hate to go back, you know, 3 lines up in our talk here, but the niche has to be a definable niche. Like I say, I'm an e-learning and membership, you know, specialist. But in reality, my real niche is helping corporate clients take their SCORM content to WordPress and save 70% of their budget. Like that's the idea. Like I'm niching down until I find something that I can have ownership of. Like that's my niche. Like I don't have a lot of competition in that space, but I know the demand is high, so I execute on that. And the other thing that you mentioned just now, which is so, because you said, oh, it's not that hard. You go into Google, you do some research, you find the keywords that people are searching, you do this, you do that.
Well, it's for me, man, because I suppose it's not so easy.
No, people aren't doing that. your co-host is a great example of this. I spent a fair amount of time and energy developing a local SEO for my new home in Kansas as a web developer, as an e-learning developer. I kept saying developer. And then I finally did some AI search, and I've been working on this for about 6 months, Jonathan. And this time the search came up different, and it started saying designer. Like, it kept coming up, web designer.
Yeah, you really are for the local market. It's going to be mostly web.
And
design.
I was like,
you should have asked me, I would have advised you, because I was most of my, until about 8 or 6, 7 years ago, I got most of my clientele from Northern Nevada.
Ah, okay. But I mean, I think it's fair to say, and I don't think my website's horrible. Like, we'd go through, we could do that someday, maybe. But the difference in the keyword is huge, because if AI is searching for designer, and I've
been, I've got to be honest with you, what you should do is, no, I'm not saying you should copy word to word, but just find the leading competitors in your part of Kansas and what they're. And just copy their SEO and modify it a bit, you know, just modify it. Just take there's free tools that you can see the page titles, the H, the meta description,
everything,
and just copy it, you know, just tinker with it.
Well, I don't mind doing the tinkering, but let's get back to coaches.
Yeah, let's go back. So, and the final thing, what is the package? Now, what is the offer? You know, if your pricing's a nightmare, you know, the coaching thing, I think having a free session or an inexpensive intro offer, they're all good ideas, but it's the package. You've got to pack, you know, you've got to make it clear what they're going to get from the coaching. What they're not interested in you, folks. They're interested in what they're going to get from it.
Well, okay, you say that. The way you said it, I know what you meant, but it came out backwards. When Jonathan,
that's a big surprise, isn't it?
When Jonathan says they're not interested in you, that is a fallacy, right? So they're interested in the content, they're interested in what they're going to get from it, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to brass tacks, you can offer different levels of engagement with you through your property. And the more access they have to you, the more expensive it should be. Like, they actually want access to you, but not because you're a nice guy. They want access to you because of what you're bringing, how you deliver that content. And so a lot of my training sites that are based upon my skill sets or my things, it's like, yeah, you can have access to the course for $500. Let's just pick a number. You can have access to the course for $500. You want to have group coaching with me on a monthly basis? We're at $1,000. You want one-on-one coaching with me and your staff? We're at $5,000 a month. And that's just an example of they want that access to you, but you can't make the offer all about you. The offer has to be about the pain point and how you're helping them.
Yeah, it didn't come across that well, but I think you could see where I was coming from.
Yeah, no,
there is going to be about you, but in the end, it's the end result, folks. That's what they're in. Nobody pays the coach or gets coaching or therapy or whatever. They do it because they've got a problem and they think that you're going to be able to help them with that problem.
Yeah, the deliverable.
You know, it is. Well, I think we've had a good session. We're giving you some insights about a process, and don't get deterred, folks. These aren't giant things. Mm. And in the show notes, there'll be a link to an article that I've written that goes into all this in a lot more detail. So we're going to go for our middle break, folks. And when we come back, we're actually going to be looking at some platforms that allow you to do the things that we outlined in the first half. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We had a great first half. Before we go in the second half, I just want to point you to a fantastic free resource. That's the Membership Machine Facebook group. It's totally free. If you've got any questions that come in your mind about after you've listened or watched this episode, you can go there, join the group, and you can put your questions there, and me and Kirk and the other people of the group will respond. It's a great free resource. So go to Facebook and put in the Membership Machine Show group, and it will come up and join. So let's look at some of the best online coaching platforms in online platforms in 2025. And let's start with WordPress, because we're biased. We love WordPress. And I think it's not specifically aimed at coaching, but I think I think the Lifter LMS, you can adapt it and it can be the core engine, so people have to subscribe. I just think it's a great solution instead of buying a membership plugin. But you're more of an expert. I think it can be adapted as a coaching platform, can't it? And it gives you all the extras around education and group discussions and everything else that we're talking about.
Well, I can't agree with you more, Jonathan. The more time that I spend in Lifter LMS, the more in love with Lifter LMS I become, which probably doesn't sound great to listeners, right? Because they think I've been bought and paid for. But it's got membership tools. So you want to sell memberships? Great. What kind of memberships? Well, as many as you want. And each membership has like 6 different access plan options. So if you want to sell a monthly membership, an annual membership, a lifetime membership, you can do it. And to Jonathan's point, whenever you have a coaching platform, you usually, not always, but you usually want to have some base, at least some base training. You know, maybe it's an intro to this or an intro to that. Well, you can add that directly into a Lifter LMS site and auto-enroll people into that curriculum based on the membership that they get with you. So to me, out of the box, Lifter LMS is one of the best options to get started, because it gives you almost everything you need to create that MVP experience to get launched and create revenue.
Yeah, and you can take it to the next thing. Well, before, you can set it up so it takes them to a booking page where they can book a one-to-one session with you, a coaching session. But then it's got all the elements that if you're doing some courses or you decide private areas and you're going to do group sessions, you've got it all there in one package, and it's free. And for a small additional, you can take the charges Stripe payments, but you could also do that with another plugin that we're going to be discussing. But I actually think it's best to do it through Lifter. But you're going to need a page builder, website builder. I think the best one for the people we're talking about in this show, I think you can't beat Cadence WP, the basic paid version. They offer a free version, but the paid version, I'm going to go through some prices at the end of this. It's just great. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm going to jump in with you on the Cadence conversation, but that's also because if they go through WP Tonic, obviously they get starter templates and stuff through WP Tonic. But if they go outside of our circles, you can still have the option of starter templates. They have a great coaching template and they have one that's a counseling template and some other things. So you're able to almost instantly build a site and then put in your own you know, content images over that format, and it will adjust itself to Lifter LMS very, very well.
The next part is Fluent Booking, and it's just a great plugin. You can do the payments through Fluent Booking, but it gives you a calendar, and it's very similar to Calendly in look, without the charges, the monthly charges. You just pay, and it's very cost effective. Like I say, you host with WP, you get part of this, you get this anyway. But if you're not hosting WP Tonic, it's not very expensive. And compared to the SaaS calendar solutions out there, I know you Calgary, you get the free product, but it's got limitations. You're probably going to have to buy a pro version. It's just great, isn't it?
Well, Fluent Booking, and I just want to be really like overly honest with listeners and viewers. There is some setup in it. And yeah. So, you know, like when you set up Calendly and you're trying to onboard yourself in Calendly, there's some setup there, right?
Yeah, that's there, up there as well.
Yeah. You got to put in your Zoom and you got to integrate your Google Calendar and you know, you got to this, you got to that. You got to do the same thing with Fluent Booking if you're going to get all the features out of it. But what's really nice is, you know, when you set it up, it's in your website and you're not having to deal with third-party links and all kinds of weirdness going on. If Calendly has a problem and that's off, well, then people can't book, right? Typically, what I'm thinking about now is the web outage that happened at the end of last week. People are still talking about how parts of Google were down, parts of Amazon Web Services were down, StreamYard was down. All of these big SaaS platforms experienced an issue, whereas an independently hosted WordPress website, guess what? Was still up, still functioning, and still working. And so I'm really, really big on having everything in my own site and being able to control it all from where I'm at.
The only problem, and I think I'm right about it, and it's not Fluent Booking's problem, is the integration with Zoom. If you go with a SaaS like Calgary, and there's about three or four competitors, a lot of them have automatic setup with Zoom. You've got to, with Fluent Booking, I think I'm correct, you've got to set up a Zoom app, and then they give you instructions, but you've got to set up the app. They give very clear instructions, and it's totally doable. If you host with us, we do it for you. But it is a little bit, I don't know how to word it. How would you word it, Kurt?
It's a multi-step process. It's not like an OAuth thing where you sign into Zoom and then say connect. It's you have to create the app and then connect the app through your WordPress site. It's the same with the Google Calendar, right? With the Google Calendar, you've got to create something in Google and then connect that thing in Google, and then it activates your calendar. Now, that's if you want the sync to go both ways.
That's more automatic with Fluent Booking, I think.
Yeah.
I think specifically it's the Zoom that's a little bit...
Well, Zoom is always kind of a task, right?
Well, it just made it worse, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
About a year ago, wasn't it?
Just to be clear, I wasn't sure if it came... Maybe I heard it wrong, but with Fluent Booking... There is a Stripe integration. So you can have people pay for their appointments.
Oh, yeah.
So right through your own website. I use this a ton with people, like for a landscaper in town. I'm like, so when you go and cut somebody's lawn, how do you get paid? You know, because they're not home when you go to cut the lawn. Oh, sometimes they bring me a check. Sometimes
this,
sometimes
that. Most of what we're discussing is not any more difficult than a SaaS setup. But it's just this particular area of setting up Fluent Booking with Zoom.
Once it's set up, it's great.
It's rock solid, folks, right? The next thing, you're probably going to want to do some email marketing automation. I think a great mixture is WP Funnel with MailMint. It's got the automation, great interface, and then you've got a lovely selection of email templates. Fluent CRM is another good choice, but I think for the particular target audience that we're aiming at in this show, I think that's a great solution. What do you reckon?
Well, again, it's the target audience. For coaches that are launching something new, and they want to focus on being a coach and not being an IT genius, WP Funnel and MailMint are great tools because of the templates. I use Fluent for quite a lot of things, but I've had to make my own templates to do the different things I want to do. You converted me into a WP Funnel MailMint kind of person. And it's nice to be able to jump in there, grab a template and throw something together with your content and send it. It's really convenient.
Yeah, they're both really great, aren't they? Fluent CRM, and I think they're equally.
Yeah, I think Fluent is more, I'm just going to say it, it's more professional. It's a real CRM. It does the automations. It does a lot of things. So I think Fluent is my preferred CRM. But
yeah, you know how I explain it.
Yeah, you say it's like a what's it, sales?
Well, I say Fluent CRM is the active campaign of WordPress, and yeah. I say that WP Funnel with MailMint is the mail light of WordPress.
Yeah, yeah, I would go that route. I've set up a couple of these. I've set up three so far, WP Funnels, in the last 2 weeks, and it's a real intuitive platform. It automatically links things together for you and just makes things work.
Yeah. And then you got the Zoom. Zoom is the easiest way, so you can have online meetings. They go through Fluent booking. They book a time. You're at their, and then they'll be able to log into a page. It will send them in via a reminder. You can have the link to the page where you're going to have the Zoom. It's an app, so they're going to have the app. Most people do, but and it works on all devices, but it is an app. Another alternative, if you want web-based, so the people don't, they just go to the page and you appear and they appear, is we offer something called Jitsi. Jitsi's open source, but we provide a plugin called Meet Pro that enables you to set all this up on WordPress really easy. And if you're buying it on your own, it's not that expensive. So let's quickly go through some prices. So Lift LMS is totally free. All you need is a Stripe add-on. It's $149 per year. It's a bargain. Cadence WP, they've got a number of prices, but you've got the free, but I would go with their lowest offering with Pro, which is Express, $69 a year. Fluent Booking, $79 a year. WP Funnel MailMint, $239. It won't send the actual email out, though. I've got to point that out. You need an email sending engine. If you host with WP Tonic, you get that. But I think for what it offers, $239, it's great value per year, right? And Zoom is $159 per year. You can use the free version, but I think you really do need the pro. Or you could cut the $159 down and just use Jitsi with the Meet Pro. And I can't remember what it is for one site license, but I don't think it's very expensive. That cut it down. If you're going to use Zoom, all this comes to $695 plus your hosting. If you're using Jitsi, you probably can knock that down to below $500. It's $500 plus hosting. If you host with WP Tonic, you get all this as part of the hosting plan.
Yeah, if you're going to
apart from Zoom, you got the 159.
For some reason, in the back of my head, if you're going to do the Zoom integration into your WordPress website, you need that. You need the Zoom Pro.
That's what it is. Yeah, the 159. That's why you can't use the free, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So, like I say, if you host with WP Tonic, you get all this apart from the Zoom, but you might want a web-based, not using a meeting app. If that's the case, we, as part of the hosting, we set up it with Jitsi Meet Pro, and that's web-based. So the other person doesn't need an app. They just go to a specific page and the meeting will be held on that page. Right? Now, let's look at some of the leading SaaS competitors. Kajabi, it's not specifically aimed at coaching, but starts with a Kickstarter. These are month-to-month prices, $89. It provides a ton for $89. It's got is not crippled at the 89 price, but they've got some very severe limits. But I think as a coach, you're gonna have a fair bit of bandwidth before you have to go up to the next plan, which was their starter plan, which was $149. I think you can. There are some limits on. I think you'd be okay with a Kickstarter 89. So it's $90 a month. Not the cheapest out there. Nothing like WordPress. I think you can adapt it for coaching. I can't remember. I'm not sure if it comes with the calendar. You're going to have to use a third party calendar system, and you're still going to have to use Zoom or something, aren't you? With Kajabi.
With Kajabi, I thought it had a calendar system.
Might have a calendar, won't it?
Yeah, I thought it had a calendar system in it.
Right. What about the actual meeting? You're going to have to use it. It integrates with Zoom easily.
It integrates with Zoom. Now, Zoom did change their integration thing last year. So I don't know. Previous to last year, I know that it did connect. But now this year, I don't know if they've updated that or not. That was one of the things. We had sent a question off to them, like a support ticket to Kajabi, to see if they were going to update that. And they said they had planned to, but they hadn't yet. But I haven't seen.
They have to have a certain level relationship with Zoom.
Yeah.
Because Zoom, it's a private API, so you can just click and it connects. If you don't have a certain amount of revenue, they don't share it.
No.
Paperbell is actually aimed at coaching. It doesn't come with a website, though. I'm pretty sure about that.
It says get my free website.
Oh, I'm wrong there. You used to. Sorry. I apologize.
I don't know. So I haven't used Paperbell. I don't want to say things I shouldn't say, right? Like maybe I'm being a jerk. But it almost looks like it almost looks like WordPress multi-site on a theme from 8 years ago is what it looks like. But it has some really good features.
Yeah, I've interviewed the founder of this. She had a very successful online marketing automation platform. She sold. She really knows what she's doing. It's $57 per month, folks, if it meets what you're looking for. And it's purposely designed for coaching. I think it's got a fair bit of traction. I think of a Pacific SaaS. I think you can, the non-focused coaching SaaSes are better, but of the specifically designed SaaS platform, I think Paperbell is the leader. What do you think about that statement?
Again, I haven't used it, but I looked at all the features and I went through the site and, you know,
when you don't like it, do you?
I think it presents a little oddly, but that's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. It looks like design wise what we would have put out in the WordPress space, you know, 5 to 8 years ago, just with the font choices and the spacings and things. But the features look really top notch. Like when you take a look at the features, you know, you get a website, right? So you get your own website, great. Online payments, scheduling, meeting links, right? So it's like, okay, so it does the scheduling, client management. I notice it gives them a chance to see like signed contracts and completed surveys and purchase history. Like that to me is huge because that's part of I use a SaaS platform to run Manana No Mas that gives me the ability to share proposals and contracts and stuff like that with my clients. So I see this as kind of a similar platform.
That's attractive. And that's something that WordPress can't give you. But on the other hand, I know somebody that's building something that will have a CRM. But on the other hand, you could utilize something like Zolo CRM or some of the other ones, and you get that on, or this like Monday, or there's a few of them in there. So, but for $57, like I say, I think it's for a SaaS that's specifically aimed at coaching. I think you've got to have a look at it. Another non-focused SaaS solution, broad audience, but you can use it as a coach's Podia. I actually think it's Paperbell Podia. I really like Podia, what it does. The only problem is their lower plan, which is their mover plan. It's $39, but they've got this 5% transaction fee. So really that puts me off. So you've got to look for the next plan up where you have no 5%. That's on top of the 2.9% that Stripe's going to charge you, right? Which is Shaker, which is $89. But then it's really at the same price as Kajabi's Kickstarter. You really got to look at either of them and make your choice, really, haven't you? Or you're going to go with Paperbell.
I think the Paperbell, if I'm not going to build my own thing in WordPress, out of the options we're talking about today, Paperbell is up at the top for me.
Yeah, I agree on that. I don't know what their website, do they give any examples? I hadn't had time today. I was going to refresh myself. It's about a year ago before I looked at Paperbell. Do they give any examples of the websites they provide?
I didn't really see any good clean screenshots, but they present well, right? So the assumption is I'm going to get a website that's very similar to that environment. And so again, huge assumption on my part. But that's what I believe is coming your way. So I think Paperbell was a viable option. Podia, when we reviewed Podia, I thought Podia was a great training platform that could be morphed for coaching. But when we got into the actual page builder and how it worked, how it functioned, that was kind of substandard to what we've discussed previously on the show already.
Yeah, and you got the price metric, you know. If you're okay paying the 5%, it's a non-brainer. It's $39, but you're going to have to pay 5% plus the 2.9. If that don't bother you, I think, you know, it's half the price of Kajabi's, $89. But yeah, if that does bother you, they're both the same price, $89, right? Because you're going to look. So if the same price, you probably go with Kajabi.
So whenever I look at these pricing models with these, when there's transaction fees, I think to myself, for a proof of concept, it's acceptable. For my first 10, for my first 15 clients, it's acceptable because I'm doing a proof of concept and I don't want to make that big capital investment on my own. But if I made money, if I got revenue and had to give a portion of it to them, it helps my proof of concept. But you have to use discipline with these things. You have to say ahead of time, when I get to 10 people, I'm turning it off and I'm going to the next thing. If you
never works out, though, does it?
No, because I've seen people procrastinate and stick with it and spend thousands more than they need to.
Yeah. Next one, great name, coaching.com. You can't get better. Coaching.com. You can't get better than that. But it's a hybrid, isn't it? They're offering coaching themselves and a platform, and it starts at $197 per month. $197. It starts at that and goes forth. And it's kind of a mixture of coaching with training with the platform, isn't it?
So this is one of those things, Jonathan, that really, really strikes me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's like the school ads, right? Become part of school and we'll teach you how to use school to make money. It's like, there's something crazy about that.
I don't need that.
That's like join Amway and we'll show you how to make money being an Amway person. It's like this crazy multi-level marketing scheme where it seems like the only people making money at it are the people teaching other people how to do it and never make it.
Yeah, it's just an opinion. I'm not saying that they're doing anything. It's just, but our people love it because they are getting coaching, and I don't know if the quality of the coaching they're providing. But that's where it starts. So it's a hybrid, folks, and you know, go and have a look at it. But
what I will say, the platform is very modern, very up to date, very slick, very clean. All the screenshots and all of the pictures and all of the formatting is
Well, to be fair to you, what you were saying about Paperbell was spot on, because they haven't updated the website for 6 years.
Yeah, when I was looking at the Paperbell thing, it said something about being founded in like 2007. And I thought that...
6, 7, 8 years since they've updated the website.
And I thought it was very 2010 to 2015-ish with the design. Whereas Coaching is very modern, very clean, very well-branded, very consistent, which lends a lot of credibility to it. Even whether it's true or not, it lends a lot of credibility to the program.
And, you know, to be fair to them, you know, if you're going to go with the basic with Kajabi, they want $149 month to month. You're getting all this coaching and other stuff for $197. I suppose it depends on what your priorities are, doesn't it?
Well, it comes... Remember at the very beginning of this episode, I said, you said, how would you approach somebody? And I'm like, well, you have to do that needs assessment. You got to ask those open-ended questions to find out what this client really needs. Sometimes they need the coaching and the kick in the pants and the inspiration to make something happen. Other times they just need a website to promote what they already got.
On to the last one, Mighty Networks. This is more community focused, but it's got the marketing. It's got a lot of traction. It's the Kajabi and Mighty Networks kind of cross attacking one another. They've got a community plan that starts at $49 month to month. That's pretty good value. And you do get an app. I don't think you need an app, but they do provide an app. It's got all their branding over it, right? And you can do coaching with it. They promote it as a coaching platform. I kind of despise Mighty Networks in a way, because I think it's a dog's breath of the interface. I know they've attempted to improve it. I still think, compared to some other platforms, especially Kajabi, or if you're looking at community SaaS, Circle or Kajabi, I think they've got much better interfaces than Mighty Networks. I think it's like I say, but I don't know what you think. You know, it's just my opinion.
Mighty Networks to me has always been in my inbox, in my experience, in my samples, it's always been hype over substance. It doesn't mean it's a bad product, right? But it's, I believe the hype is well overplayed. When you go to their website and it says, join the free masterclass and learn how to build a $1 million community, that is setting the bar so unbelievably high for a coach getting into the space that it sets a false expectation. Doesn't mean the product's horrible. It just means the hype greatly overextends what I believe the core capacity is. I think people really need to get their head around reality about when they build a membership or a course or a coaching property, they need to really understand, again, go back to what the offer is. What's the offer? What are you really selling? Is it based in person-to-person communication or one-to-many communication? If so, what is that market value? And I think Mighty Networks comes at it from the membership perspective of, hey, if you got 10,000 people paying this much per month, you'd make $1 million. And in reality, it's just not that attainable to the average person.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Don't get me wrong, folks. People love it. But I just think compared to some of the other SaaSes, they have improved it, but I still think it's subpar in actually working out how the bits work and getting it all set up. But then I think I'm on the right path, because they've got an army of consultants that will set it up for you. But they've got the same thing with Kajabi. I think Kajabi is easier than Mighty Networks, but it's not the easiest depending on your experience. They've got a lot, both have got a lot of educational material, but I think Kajabi always pushing how easy it is, because it's dependent on your prior experience.
Yeah. When you go to Mighty Networks and you start, you know, going through it and really starting to look at things, you know, and our topic today was coaching, like their number one topic on their website is coaching. It says coaching, creators and entrepreneurs, online courses. Like it goes right through it and you go, oh, that makes sense. But when you start to, what Jonathan just said about consultants and stuff, I mean, to me, it's almost like the go high level of community, right? There's all these go high level experts that want to teach you how to put a CRM in your web, do all these things. I just had a client spend $6,000 with a go high level expert and get zero goose egg results. Because they never did the needs assessment with the client. They never said, what is your core offer? What does your avatar look like? They put out a bunch of weird marketing and forms and tried to drive traffic, but traffic to what? They didn't have a firm understanding.
I think often when you talk about, we like WordPress, but there's more hoops to jump through. That's why 6 years ago, one of the reasons why I started WP Tonic is that we attempt to remove a lot of those, to the best of our ability, remove some of those hoops for getting people started. That's the basic philosophy of WP Tonic. But apart from WordPress, if you had to choose one of the SaaSes that we've talked about, which one would you choose?
I'm still with my original thought. I'd probably go with Paperbill.
Yeah.
Paperbell.
I'm surprised you weren't, but I would as well for $57.
Well, you know I'm cheap, right? It's part of the reason. Well, it's part of the reason I stick with what we do as our niche, right? Is I make my investment and then I optimize that investment over and over and over again with my clients, which I'm able to do because of the ownership and flexibility of WordPress.
The only caveat I would put is. If I'm just going to think I'm just going to do coaching, I'm not prepared to look at WordPress, I go Paperbell. If I think I'm going to be doing courses and more educational stuff, I'll probably go with Podio. As long as I'm okay with the $39 plan, the 39% and the 5% transaction fee. If I'm thinking I'm going to be doing courses and that, I probably would then look at Podio and their mover. If I'm looking at the next plan, I'll probably go with Kajabi because there's no price, basically. But like I say, Paperbell, if I'm just going to do the traditional online coaching, and I think I'm going to mix it with courses and other stuff, I'll probably go with Podio.
You know, I'm just going to call it out while we're doing this episode, because I think it fits really well into the conversation. I have counseled many people that have had a coaching platform without course ability. And then they go, oh, through doing all these courses and doing all these hostings, I've realized I've got all these recordings and all this content and I want to make an online course about it. And what they've done is they end up doing these weird, crazy connections to, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, Google whatever, and giving people access to like their Dropbox folders. And it ends up just being like this really weird Frankenstein experience of, well, I do the coaching calls on the website, but then I give them access to these resources in these folders and this weird stuff. And folks, if you can avoid that, I'm going to challenge you to avoid that with every fiber of your being, because that is a nightmare to manage.
And just to finish off, you're probably wondering, folks, why I didn't put in learnable or teachable. Well, basically, compared to Podio and the $39 a month, they just don't compete.
No.
They just do, for what they provide, they're double the price of Podio at $39. And if the 5% is okay with you, the $39 that Podio, that's much better value. And I think if you're looking a bit more, I think the Kickstarter plan at Kajabi is better value than the starter plans of Teachable or Learnable.
Yeah, or Thinkific. Thinkific's another one that just changed their policies and people are learning the hard way that it can get expensive.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Jonathan.
Have you? I'm getting worried now.
Then thinking about what we just talked about, do you think it is?
I think I've managed to confuse our listeners. That's what I think.
Do you think it's easier to have one of the course platforms like Podia and Kajabi and stuff, and then factor in like links to Zoom or Google Meet calls? Or do you think it's easier to have one of these coaching platforms like coaching.com or Paperbell and then transition people to a separate course platform if you had to.
Well, that's the difficult one, isn't it? Because then, you know, you probably, that's what you could use Podio for, couldn't you? Because you could, you know, a lot of people just use the course.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and realistically, and I'm just going to mention it again, if you went the WordPress route, you would consistently have the same URL available and options to expand either direction.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you're happy with the 39 and the 5%, and then you get, and then you go up to the 89 Podio.
Yeah.
It's really Paperbell or Podio. They're the two that I would look at, or look at WordPress because you've got more ownership control. Expansion is unlimited. Whatever you plan, you'll be okay with WordPress.
Yeah.
But you know, you are looking, you know, if you're not using the Zoom, you're still probably looking at something a little bit under $600, probably $580 plus the hosting. And reasonable hosting is going to be $25, $35. So do the math. Yeah. So, Kirk, what is the bat if you go with WP Tonic? It becomes much more attractive, doesn't it? So what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to, Kurt?
For a personal connection, it's LinkedIn for sure. I still check LinkedIn almost every day, and I'm the only Kurt Von Onen there. I think that's why I like it so much. I'm easy to find. For business, it's Mañana No Más. MañanaNoMás.com for the website, Mañana No Más on X, on Facebook, everywhere else.
That's fantastic. And if you really want to support the show and you got some value from this episode, why don't you look at the WP Tonic YouTube channel? I post multiple times every week on that channel, subjects very similar to what we discuss in the podcast. It's totally free and it does really support the show as well. So go over to WP-Tonic's YouTube channel, subscribe, and that's really a great way to support the show, folks. And I've got over 1600 videos on there, and a few weeks ago I went over the 10,000. It went under, it's gone back up again. They take some subscribers, I get a load of new ones, but it's gone back over to 10,000 now. It went up to 10,500, it's gone down, I think, to 10,200. Goes up and down like a yo-yo, but the directory has been going up. So it's a great achievement to get to 10,000. The end of next year, I plan to get it over 20,000 plus. We'll see you next week with another great subject to help you build a great membership community-focused website. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.